The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm really excited this week. As always, we have an awesome guest, Miss Daria Hansen, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, money, and about the lies of money. And just a little intro to Daria. She is a brilliant creator, an access consciousness facilitator, a joy of business facilitator, a right riches for you facilitator, and just has created some really amazing things in her life and in the world, and has a lot of really unique awareness about money and finance and business and creation. So I'm really excited. I'm so curious to see where we're going to go today. So welcome, Daria.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you for having me over on your radio show. And I wonder where this conversation is going to go to. There's so many avenues we could take.
Yeah, totally, totally. So let's just dive right in. So the lies of money. So we were talking before we started, and Daria was saying, you know, we were going to do the ease of money. And then she was saying, you know, it wasn't quite reading, like it wasn't, you know, writing the description, and it wasn't coming. And then it was like, oh, wait, the lies of money. So what are some of the, I mean, there's a lot of lies of money. So what pinged you when that title asked to be created?
Well, the first thing is that when I started writing about the ease of money, I started connecting with the world and the perception of the money in the world to be able to bring the words that you guys can hear and receive and that can connect you to the topic. And I realized that the biggest lie actually in the world with regards to money is that you can't have ease with money. There is no such a thing as ease of money. Yeah. How is it possible that you can have and be ease with money?
Yeah.
And I was raised in a family that never had ease with money or ease of money. Mm. I've seen other families who had a lot more money than we had and were not living in lack, and yet they still didn't have ease of money.
Yeah.
And I've seen, and I've been introduced recently over the last 5 years to incredible people with incredible wealth. And a lot of them still don't have ease of money. Yeah. So the biggest lie is that the more money you have, the more ease you're going to have with money. But really, it's your point of view that creates your reality. And when I look at myself and the way I live with money, I perceive that there are people like me, and I know you are you function with money different. You have ease with money and ease of money. We know a number of people who function from that, but it's not driven by the bank account and the numbers and the digits and the choices made based on those numbers. Mm-hmm. We have chosen to look at money from a different perspective, and I don't know how I was raised that way, knowing that my parents barely put two ends together most of the time. But somehow I didn't buy into a point of view that there is money or there is no money. There is just money. And what can you create with money? And that's the question that kept me going for years back when I moved to Canada, and over again for the last 12 years. it always was the question, what can I create with the money I have available? Mm. And that, I think, was the reason for the ease of money in my world. Mm-hmm. And that I wasn't buying that I will not have money tomorrow. So for you, like I know you function differently with money as well. What is the ease of money for you?
Yeah, it is. It really is a different universe. And so, yes, to everything you said, like, it's not about like, and so it's like how to even put that into words, that money is it like the ease of money. And there is a different reality and universe with money that is available. And it isn't, like you said, it isn't about like what's in the bank account or what isn't in the bank account. You know, it's literally like a different space of, yeah, money exists. It can be created. You know, there are times where I have more of it and times where I have less of it in the bank. And yet there's something that has changed for me so dynamically over the years of doing Access and using these tools of just going, no, like there's actually, like, it's more like knowing that I can create and knowing that there's like the universe is always having my back and that there's a space of abundance and money that is available, that it's just like, to me, one of the easiest things about money is that when I'm asking for more of it, the place that I go to every single time is actually being more. So I don't go to like, what do I need to do? And sometimes there are, you know, well, a lot of times like there are actions involved and required, but it's more like, what am I not being? What am I refusing to be that if I was willing to be it would allow me to have more money, to receive more, to create more? And I love that. To me, there's something about that conversation that is so exciting and liberating. Because I think before that was my dominant conversation with myself, it was more that in order to create more money in my life, I had to like figure something out that was outside of me and therefore inherently not available to me. And changing that space to, oh, I'd like to have more money. Cool. Okay. So what else can I be? Like, to me, there's just so, it's like, oh, then I'm sort of like, I don't have to, like, I get to actually choose.
And that's a brilliant point. It's when you ask for what you desire and acknowledge that you can't have it, you are beaten already. Because the thing is, you can't ask for something you're not being.
Yeah.
It would not even be in your awareness that this is possible if you were not being it. Yeah. So when you acknowledge that, hey, wow, I'm asking for all these things that in my life, for the amounts of money in my life, because I'm already being it. You don't have to deserve it. You don't have to work for it hard. Work is included. Yes, we do. Like you said, we do have to make actions and take steps and get things physically done sometimes. But mm-hmm. It first comes from that inner point of view, inner state of mind, going, oh, I am that. Mm-hmm. And I look back at my life and going, wow, like there were tons that I couldn't afford to go to the restaurants. I couldn't afford to go traveling. I couldn't afford doing all the things that I have been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. But it wasn't because I didn't have money. It was because I had a point of view in my world that I can't. That I have to save up for a different day. What if the bad day comes along? Or that how do I explain it to the world outside of me? Like, how will it actually receive me being this binger? Because to the world outside, that looks like binging on, wow. Like, staying at good hotels, having great meals all the time. And what I've noticed with that is that you triggered the points of view in the world by asking for more for you. And the world might go with you and go, wow, I've basically jailed myself into less.
Yeah.
How come she can have this? Like, why can't I have this? Like, why can't I have, like, and find a wise, not the wise, but the, start looking at amazingness and the miracle and the brilliance of you and how you can use money to create greater realities. And sometimes it is from a perspective of gifting more. And sometimes the gifting doesn't look the way gifting might be thought of in this reality. Because I remember there has been times I would go to a restaurant or go shopping or anything else that includes money with my friends. And I'll be like, oh, you can't have this. I know you, like, you can't afford this meal right now. I'm going to pay for your meal. Or I would go on a date. I'm like, no, I don't want you to pay for my meal because I've chosen the most expensive thing on the menu and expensive wine. That's not your choice. It's my choice. I can pay for myself, so I'll do that. But what I noticed over the time is that my point of view that they had less or they didn't have enough was actually destroying their world instead of going, oh, you'd like to pay for me? Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. And be that gratitude. And not like if they offer, great. If they don't, not a problem as well. But be then gratitude for receiving whatever comes at you. And also gifting whatever is required in the moment. I remember a girlfriend of mine said to me, Daria, wow, this one time we went to the restaurant and you did not pay for me because you've always paid for me, made me actually step up and go, oh, how can I create so I can go to this restaurant anytime Ari would like to invite me or with any other friends and be free to do whatever it takes. And her life has changed.
That's so cool.
But that I felt horrible in the moment. I was like, oh, I know like there is an energy. I can't pay for her this time. Like I just know, but it was so painful because that was also an expectation. I've always done that with her. And it was my pleasure. I was the one inviting her. And yet, sometimes you have to follow those whispers of the awareness. Because when it comes, it's the moment when you create something different. You tweak someone's universe by being you.
Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, like I think about Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and how he talks about how, you know, when you're willing to receive judgment, it actually increases your bank account, you know. And every judgment that you refuse decreases your bank account. And it's like, and you know, I think so often when we think of judgment, we think of judgment as negative judgment. And it might be, you know, like the people who's like, if you tweak their universe, I mean, tweaking somebody's universe doesn't mean you're putting them into judgment. Like you could also really be putting them into question, which is more of what you were talking about. But also just like the willingness to be whatever you be and to follow the energy and to choose whatever you're going to choose, no matter what, you know, and it might, with money especially, it does put people into judgment, whether it's of you in a negative way, you in a positive way, or even themselves, which I know, you know, that can be part of tweaking somebody's universe too. And I know I tend to, that's one place where I do tend to sort of hold back and go, oh, like if I'm aware somebody's going to judge themselves, I don't want to be the person who creates that, you know? And yet, you know, it's like we all have the choice to be asking questions and curious and to go, oh God, I am judging me. All right. I'm not going to do that. You know, what else? And it is like, there's such a huge energetic invitation with just, I mean, really just being you and choosing, like allowing money to be in your world in a way that works for you, truly.
And also, like, how often do we judge ourselves for choosing greater, bigger, or smaller and lesser, and then limiting that way everything that we can receive? It's like, oh, no, I can't, like, this is my top of what I can receive. This is the comfort level of judgment I can receive from the others of whether I lack or I have. I'm not going to go above or beyond it anymore. sometimes it feels like you're going to die.
Totally.
If you dive in that direction.
I've learned to really appreciate that feeling now.
Like, exactly.
If I think I'm going to die, that means some really, really epic changes on the horizon.
And the tool number one that I remind myself of all the time, and I suggest to people who I speak to, is intensify it.
Yeah.
If it starts burning in your heart or like your head is exploding, intensify it. If you're so uncomfortable, you're sweating your pants off, intensify
it. Turn it up.
Turn it up. Because you can only turn it up to the extent when basically it dissipates.
Mm.
But by hiding it and trying to avoid dealing with it and trying to go around it, you only leave it in where it is, and it will still knock at your door once in a while, and you'll still have to deal with it until you choose to truly accept it, receive it, be with it, and be grateful for it, and ask, what is the invitation here that you're not receiving? Because one thing that I remember Gary Douglas said to me, or someone else in the class, but I took it personally, was that if something comes at you, it's because you can receive it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's vilification, and sometimes it's gratitude, and sometimes it's judgment, positive or negative. But if it comes your way, you have a capacity to receive it. And I'm not saying deal or handle it, not deal with it, not handle it, receive it, which means let it through you, receive it fully from gratitude, and go in the question, well, what do I do with this? Is there anything to do with this? No. Great. Yes. Awesome. Whoa.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with money that I see over and over again. It's like, okay, if you don't have a paycheck covering all your expenses this month, ask it, like, it's coming your way because you have created it. Why? Mm. Like, what is that invitation for you to look at what else you can be and do? Or are you kidding yourself?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, that actually like takes me to another tool that I love that really gets to the lies of money. And we're also at our first break. So I'm going to be a total tease and leave everybody hanging. and we're going to take a little break and we will be back very shortly.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week talking to Daria Hansen about the lies of money. And just as we were going to the break, we were talking about lots of things, but something popped into my world, which is a tool that I really have grown to love, that really exposes to me the lies of money that I have in my own world. And that is asking whenever I'm, you know, feeling limited about money or like I don't have it or, you know, there's a shortage of it or whatever, actually asking the question of me, what do I love about this? And it's a question I love using it with other people, and everybody always goes, nothing, you know. And you can use it with anything, like anything that you're continues to show up in your world, that you might think you don't want. If you're willing to show up with the courage to ask that question, either what do I love about this or what's the value of this, it can really get to some underneath pieces of why we hold these patterns, these choices in place. So Daria, I would love to just know what else you have to add or.
Well, yeah. With this specific tool, I love it too. It's one of my favorite questions, and a lot of people hate me for asking that. Especially like, I don't have money. What do you love about not having money?
Nothing.
All right. What do you love about not having money? Nothing. I already said it. But the thing is, it's like when you actually get vulnerable and raw with yourself and let all those layers, all those walls, all those barriers down and meet that whatever reason you have bought from someone else, you've observed in the world that seemed to be real, you made it yours, or you have created it in your world based on whatever you have seen and judged and observed. And when you meet that reason and you go, wow, I love not having money because A, B, C, because I don't have to give money to someone else, because people will not expect anything from me, I don't have to be the source for everyone, and so on and so on. But when you meet that and you go, wow, is this actually worth of the effort of holding this point of view, this conclusion, this decision in place for all my life and depriving myself of what I can have based on what this judgment tells me I will have to deal with if I did have money. And when you meet that space, you can choose to carry on with that because it might be valuable to you and there's no judgment of that. But yeah. You also might go, oh, that is actually not a value for me at all. Mm-hmm. And then you can change it. But the beautiful part is that when you have any kind of conclusion or decision or point of view in place, like in this situation, loving to not have money, everything that comes at you, everyone who shows up in your world, everyone who walks through your door, everyone you interact with, everyone you work with, everyone you deal with on a day-to-day basis, they all have to maintain that point of view in place. Because the energy you give off is like, oh, I love having no money. So everybody will deal with you from that perspective. Mm-hmm. And when you change that, everything changes around you, because that seed of limitation is not there anymore. And now it doesn't create the electromagnetic charge for people or universe to react to it. Mm. And give you exactly what you're asking for is no money. And I remember having a conversation with a real estate agent, a friend of mine, years ago. We would meet up for coffee and I'll be like, so how's it going? And he'll be like, not really well. I don't know, but it's the season. I guess the October is not that good for me. It's been year after year like this. And I would ask him like, well, does it give you time to rest and go to the gym and do other things? It's like, yeah, that's a part I love about it. And I'm like, well, so you allow yourself that only once a year in October. Would you ever give it up if, like, over suddenly you had 77 deals show up in October? And he looked at it and he went, holy moly, no, I don't want to give it up. So I asked him, like, okay, how can you arrange your life so you honor yourself and you allow the space for deals to show up, for the clients to show up in your day-to-day work?
Yeah.
And he still sometimes texts me. He's like, anytime I have a bad day, I'll just think of Dorian going, oh, what do you love about this?
That's so cool. I love it.
And
that's
the guy awesome. Has been busy with his business. It's amazing. But it's that willingness to perceive what actually is working for you about what you're saying is not working about you. And that's the lie of money you're buying for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And just that, like, if you, you know, we get so stuck in these points of view that we can't change it, or that's like, for him, it's like, that's the only way to get that thing that he was asking for, you know, is to be sort of like pushed into those circumstances, you know, by what we decide are outside forces, you know. And that's one of the key things that question has given me, is just everywhere, like really every time I look at that with something, it's like, wow, I've had to really look, like come face to face with myself around where I like being a victim, you know, where I like being disempowered and, you know, like the lie that there's external forces putting me in whatever position I may be, think that I'm in, you know, rather than acknowledge that I've created it. And that's been one of the more challenging conversations I've had with me, with out of that question is just going, wow, you know, what do I actually love about being disempowered, you know, and the lie that I don't choose everything and create everything. And it's so cool to, when we finally get to that, and that's, you know, that's been one of the gifts of my, like the moments that I have had where I've had, you know, kind of low points with money. They've always been a huge gift in my world of like big change, you know, change that changes everything, you know, because I get to look at things like that, that I think sometimes we might not be quite as motivated to look at if things were, you know, sort of.
Well,
like,
it's kind of hard to look at things when you make yourself a victim to something.
Right.
Because you're just stuck in this mobius strip of this circle, vicious circle of, I am at the effect of something. I'm the victim. And so, like, hey, we all have made ourselves victims to money over and over again. But it's recognizing that you are making yourself the victim. And the thing is, when you are making yourself a victim, I always ask myself, oh, what's the power and potency do I have, like, that I'm hiding from me? Because you can't, like, you are the one who makes you the victim, so you have so much power to make yourself a victim. You probably have a lot more power to get yourself out of it and empower yourself to create something.
Yep.
Totally. Nobody really in the world can affect you.
Yeah.
It's you that who allows the world affect you.
Yeah. And if somebody else puts you in a position, then they have to be the one to get you out of it. You know, that's also like such a lie that we carry around about being how, you know, what it is to be a victim, or that that's even possible.
It's so true. And sometimes the victimhood works and sometimes it doesn't. Like, also having no judgment. And that's the piece that I love about How to Become Money Book, and Advanced How to Become Money Book, is getting out of the judgment. That's the main line for all those two books, is that once you are out of judgment of what is good, of what is right, of what is correct or vicious or terrible or wonderful and amazing about money, or you with regards to money, or money with regards to you, you can actually receive anything. And when you stop judging yourself for being a victim or pretending to be the victim in that moment, you actually can take advantage of a situation. As long as you are consciously aware of what you are doing, so you don't get locked up in that victimhood jail that you have created yourself, trying to get something out of someone.
Yep. That's always fun.
It's like, oh, my boss didn't give me a raise. I'm the victim of it. Well, is that your boss didn't give you a raise, or are you willing to receive something that is so much different from what you think the way it should show up?
Yeah.
What are you actually asking for? What is the request? What is the desire? I recall looking for an apartment about 2 or 3 years ago, and I was looking for an apartment within my means, the rent within my means, and I couldn't find anything. Anytime I went to, like, go, no, I'm going to, like, I will submit this request here. And before I would submit a request, the apartment would be off the market. And I was, what is going on over here? Am I not willing to have an apartment? Am I not willing, like, do I want to be on the street? What is happening over here? And of course, you tend to go the judgment of yourself until a brilliant person comes along and asks you a question. Mm-hmm. And the question might be, well, is the space you're asking for, looking at, large enough for you? Are you asking big enough for you? Mm-hmm. And I went, wow, no, all those spaces are small, they don't have enough light, I don't want to live there. Of course they would be off the market before I submit a request. You're that powerful, you're a creator of everything you have. So then when I started looking outside of my comfort zone, and I went and I looked at the apartment that was actually more than my monthly pay at the time, but when I walked in, I got that the space was going to create with me and for me. And I just said yes. I don't know how I got it. I got that apartment. Somehow it worked out. And since that month when I moved in, my income was increased by 4 times.
It was awesome.
That magical. But the lie of money is you only can buy or you only can invest in what you can afford based on what the amount of money you make, what's in your bank account, what your assets are. But what if it's not?
Yeah.
What if it's the choice? What if it's request, the desire, and your willingness to receive and ask for it, no matter how it shows up?
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the biggest lies of money that I think we all, like, it's one of the things that I know Access Consciousness has changed so much for me and so many people. Like, it's a conversation that we have a lot, you know, of just what if choice is actually what creates. And like for you, like, beautiful example of choosing an apartment that was going to be a contribution to you, that was going to contribute to your body and your life and your money flows, and following the energy and looking at the energy of that and being willing to gift that to you, and, you know, to choose beyond this reality and go, okay, like, the money isn't in the bank for this now. And, you know, and I will create, like, there's something about what the change that that creates in your world to have to live in a space like that, that allows you to then create it, you know.
You know, you're inviting us to the next probably in section of what we can talk about is trust with money and trust in yourself that you can create. And I know most of us were not raised with parents who trusted us with money or parents who trusted themselves with money. So that's another lie that I would love to dive into.
Yes, 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 for sure. That is, that, like, that doesn't even exist in the world.
You know, what do you mean, honoring gratitude and trust with money?
With money. What? What's that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you and six other amazing Right Riches for You facilitators are actually going to be doing a telecall on the advanced how to become money workbook, which is a workbook that it's an access consciousness book created by Gary Douglas. It changed my money flows dynamically, like instantaneously. It was so, so cool what showed up for me when I started playing with that book. And we have a couple minutes until our next break. Can you just let people know about that? I'm so excited for this class.
I'm so excited. We're starting tomorrow.
And, yeah.
I'm like, do I have a link? Do I have a link somewhere nearby? It is Advanced How to Become Money book. I don't have a link on there right now.
Well, you know what? I know how to tell people. If you go to accessconsciousness.com and you go to Gary Douglas's classes, and you click on his upcoming class list, it's there. Gary Douglas is going to facilitate one of the calls. Daria and Julia Sotes, Curry Glassell, Lolly Hancock, Dane here. It's truly a brilliant lineup of people who are absolutely brilliant with money. And
yeah, let's not forget Susanna Mittermeier,
and who Susanna is Mittermeier. Absolutely I knew there was with somebody. Money. Yeah, yes, yes, totally. Yeah. So anything else you want to say about the book, or just, I mean, we can talk more about it too after the break, but.
Yeah, the book is nothing you would ever expect it to be. And it's not a set of tools that is anywhere in the world that you can find. It is a set of tools that is so different. And every single tool is based on the question. And the magic of question is every time you ask a question, the door of possibility opens up and you get to receive something that matches what you're asking about or for, but it might never show up in the present box you have expecting it to be.
So brilliantly put. I love it. Yeah, so you guys can go to accessconsciousness.com, look under Gary Douglas's classes, and it'll be right there at the top since it starts tomorrow. And if you're hearing this show after the fact, I know registration will be open for a while, so it'll be available for a bit. So, all right, we're going to take our next break, and we will be back with you in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with Daria Hansen talking about the lies of money. And what a cool conversation this has been so far. And we were just about to dive into trust with money, trusting yourself, trusting money. What you got, Daria?
Well, the first thing that comes up is like, I was never asked a question when I was raised with money. I was told, this is the 25 rubles you have, and you can buy 5 ice creams with it, right? But no, I was never asked, what can you do or be with this money, right? And, or the other example, like, I'm just going to throw a few things into one pot, and then we're going to cook with this. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was that, your parents would give you money or give me money, and they would ask me constantly afterwards how much did you spend? Do you still have left? How much, like, why is this only the balance that you have? What happened? And it always came from the energy of distrusting. Like, what did you do wrong, basically? And I was raised with that point of view, what did I do wrong with money? Until I got into Access Consciousness and used the Access Consciousness tools to get out of that space of judging myself with money and going, oh, I did something wrong. And the biggest judgment that I had up to like 6 months ago was, why did you spend money? If somebody said to me, why did you spend this money? I would have had a breakdown because I would be like, I didn't spend this. This had to be like and there is all this number of reasons why the money is gone. But I also, a contradiction to that was that I never really had a point of view that when you spend money, there is no money. I've always seen spending money as an investment into the future. Mm-hmm. So, and that's where the piece of trusting yourself with money comes in. It's like, no matter who delivers a judgment or projection or expectation at you with regards to money, if you have the courage to trust that you know what you know about the money and you know how to create with money and you know that a question you asking about money actually gives you an awareness of what is, even though most people out there might not perceive it the same way, and you still honor your knowing and your trust in yourself and you go ahead with it. Am I making sense right now? Yeah. Or am I being, So with like trusting yourself with money, I would look at a question, first of all, for yourself going, do it, like, first of all, get again naked and vulnerable yourself. Go, do I actually trust myself with money? Mm-hmm. And if the first answer that pops in your head is a no, it's not wrong. Yeah. I would say 99% of the people in the world don't trust themselves with money. That's why there is savings. That's why there is risk management, because we don't trust ourselves with money. Yeah. We don't go, oh, if I buy this, will this make me money? Yes. Okay, cool. And then don't question it.
Yeah.
Let that thing make you money, whatever way it will, whether people will judge you or it will increase in value later or you will resell it or whatever else shows up. And if that answer is no, I don't trust myself with money, go, okay, well, who do I know in the world who trusts themselves with money? Because that's easy to ask who doesn't. It will be your parents, probably.
Right.
It will be
everybody.
All the people you know. And
you might know one or two people.
Exactly.
Maybe.
You might be the lucky one who has one or two. And if you actually perceive that energy of someone who does trust themselves with money, go, oh, there is a possibility for me. And if it's still a no for you, go, okay, you know what? I'm going to universe. Show me to trust myself with money.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is something I started asking myself. Universe, show me that I can.
Show me
that
what?
I can have it. Show me that I can trust, that I can.
That's cool.
Because then the opportunities, the possibilities will show up in your world, the situations where the universe, the people will almost request of you to trust you or question you and make you go, oh, is this where I need to trust myself right now? Because we're so used to trusting others, especially with money.
Right.
Like there's so many financial management systems out there. Someone else manages your money because the assumption is you don't know about money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that really is the assumption. I think that pretty much everybody, either that you just don't know about it or, you know, for some people that they really do. And either way, you're in conclusion and not in question.
Yeah, and most people who say, yeah, I do know about money, actually have information that they have decided is right.
Yeah, so it's not
most
even
of the time.
Trust. It's more just a conclusion about it, like which doesn't allow you to have your awareness, which is one of the greatest ways to create anything, you know, is with the awareness that you have that might be really unique to you. And I know one of the things that really has changed a lot in my world and in a lot of conversations that I have with people about money is actually acknowledging that so many of us have a very, very different awareness of money. And that's part of that becoming money, becoming money, or how to become money and advanced how to become money workbook, and just the energy of being money, becoming money, is an acknowledgement of, okay, so, you know, what do I actually really know about money that is beyond this reality, that is true for me, you know, and also that energy of trust is dynamically a part of this.
You have to trust your awareness too.
totally. And I love like just seeing people's universes light up around that conversation where they go, oh, wait a minute, you mean I do know something about this? Because so many people who are part of these conversations, like, you know, probably have some, like, there's a lot of like, well, I don't know anything about money. It's never made sense to me. You know, I have no idea what it is, or, you know, like how to make it or what to do with it, you know? Cause that's the predominant message in the world for a lot of people and people who tend to be creative and things like that. So, you know, but what if it's actually just a really different awareness of what is true for you with money, of what money actually is. And when you can start to function from that, even if it doesn't at all match this reality and match what the world is telling you, you have to do and be with money. When you can start to function from that space, that curiosity, those energies, it's like a whole universe of possibility opens up and receiving and being, and it's pretty amazing just getting out of judgment, really. It's getting out of judgment of ourselves.
You just made me think of something. The main question, actually, like you just said, what actually is money?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of us think money is the bank account, money is the currency that we use, money is the gold or jewelry. For some of us, it's more like extended to valuable pieces that you can resell for more value. But what if money is not just that? What if money actually is just energy?
Mm-hmm.
Like this dog lying next to me right now is such a contribution to me that he makes my body relax and it's easier for me to do my work. Now I can put more hours into creating, or I can create greater, something that is outside of the box that I have created so far. And that can be, the money can be the side effect of it as the currency. But it actually is the money from the very beginning. This dog is like a really beautiful furry money. But it's also like you buy yourself a new computer. That also is money because it allows you, it enables you to do things faster, greater, different.
Yeah.
Like every single piece in the universe is actually money. The tree, the dust, the sun, because everything contributes to you having more.
Yeah.
If and it can be translated, into currency. Mm-hmm. And if you don't judge it, the money as only the currency, you can actually expand it and have a lot more than what you currently were willing to receive. And sometimes all it takes is just awareness of that and going,
I was going to say, like, even just for people listening right now, like, just tap into that, you know, look around you, perceive the gift of every, like the items in your space, you know, what you're sitting on or whatever, standing on, laying on, wherever you are, you know, perceive the gift. Like, what if you could start to just receive from all of the molecules in your space and around you? And like, I look out the window, there's lots of trees, you know, just being aware of, and then even beyond like what you can see, but just being aware of all of the things that are available to contribute to you, that it really is just a choice to receive that allows that, it, you know, really everything to become greater.
And what, like, one of the questions that I love asking right now is, what do I actually desire that is beyond the desires that I have?
Oh, I love that.
So the only desires that I have right now I can cognitize based on what I have seen, but what are actually my desires? And maybe I'm not getting all of the desires that I have decided that I have to get because they're too small for me.
That is so cool.
So what are your desires?
Beyond the desires.
With money.
Wow, that's so cool. That's a great... a great note to wrap up the show with.
Leave them hanging for more.
I mean, that's a question you can always be asking, you know. It's like there's always more. There's always more. So yeah. Well, cool. So tomorrow begins the Advanced How to Become Money Workbook class, telecall with these 7 brilliant facilitators, all of whom just create really in really dynamic, different and cool ways with money and being and creation. And I'm really looking forward to more time with the book and these conversations. And I am also starting a call on Wednesday called The Miracle of Being You in Business, How to Create Everything You Desire, and I will add and beyond, with half the work and twice the profit. So another just creation, money, being. I'm highly looking forward to both of these in very different ways, different energies. So you can go to the Access Consciousness website for the Advanced How to Become Money workbook to register there. And for my call, it's heathernichols.com/miracle. And these are some of my favorite conversations, like being more, receiving more, you know, not working twice as much to make half as much, you know, but actually being and receiving, having way more joy and money than we're allowed. So thank you so much. Daria, for being here.
Thank really you. Yeah. It was a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for having me, Albert.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back next week with more. Have a good week.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.